Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What's for dinner? Who knows? Who knows the answer to this question?
It's the age-old question and I hate it.
It's a rotten part of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Looks, often I find myself Googling the answer.
Yeah.
What's for dinner? What am I doing? Sometimes I even have to narrow that search to easy ideas or lazy ideas.
Yeah.
I got something else the other night, just scrolling through the Google. Nothing was hitting. Nothing was capturing my imagination. I came across, a few pages in, an article called Man-Pleasing Meals.
Oh, gosh. Man-pleasing. So that kind of insinuates that someone else is going to cook it for them as well, doesn't
right,
it?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You live with your fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
How does the dinner situation work in your house?
Oh, it's probably split like 70-30. I probably do a fair bit of it, but
you're
dabble.
You're also home hours.
Exactly
early.
Right. Yeah.
So I am quite surprised by some of these ideas. I think they have quite a narrow view of like, oh, what men want.
probably just to be fed is enough, but sure.
Exactly right. Well, I want to get your thoughts. I'm also wondering, I might save it. First one. Bacon, bourbon, meatballs. You ever get home and think I'm going to whip this up for Corbin?
Gosh, no. The only reason that is in there is because it's got bacon, bourbon, and meat, which I suppose are three things that must be associated with men, apparently.
It's all there is.
I never thought to think whip that
right.
up.
No. Ever get home and think, tonight it's honey lime sriracha chicken wings just for my man, just for the love of my life. He's been good to me.
No, I'm not a good cook. It's not that I don't want to cook him things that are nice like that, but that is far too complicated for a weeknight. It's too many things.
What does Corbin have to do for you to roll up your sleeves, slave away in the kitchen for some slow cooker balsamic honey pulled pork sliders?
Probably move out if he wants something like that, because I'm not going to be doing it.
Okay, we'll keep going. What about baked jalapeno popper mac and cheese?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I would eat that, yeah.
So maybe shoes on the other foot,
apparently,
Corbin.
Well, I'm not fitting the demographic that they're aiming for there, but it sounds good to me.
All right. And the last one, easy Hawaiian buffalo chicken nachos. They've all got like 10 things in there.
And initially it said easy, so I thought, yeah, I'm sold on this. And then you listed about 14 other ingredients. So no, not for me. Sorry, Corbin, it's steak and veg tonight.
Oh, slack. Slack, woman.